Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 6th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. Excuse me a second here. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's kind of like it's just dying off the rain. Like, you know, everything's kind of warming up, and I don't know if it's going to cool back down and start snowing again or not. I hope the hell it does, because this ain't enough yet. At any rate, let's look and see what we're going to jump into here. Dozens killed as Kazakhs police battle for control of streets in, quote, war zone. Banks being looted. Oh, my God. Here, you will see the fucking, you will see some force. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, dozens killed in Kazakha, a police battle for control of streets in, quote, war zone, banks being looted. Oh, my God. Now there's trouble. I mean, you know these fucking people in Kazakhstan, they've fucking went to war with them bastards over there. They must, the whole place must be the jungle. And over the doubling of gas prices, fuck, they screw us here, man. I mean, they look what they've done to us with fucking gas prices. And where the fuck, we have more fucking raw fucking crude and raw sweet crude than anybody else in the goddamn world. And we're getting fucked left, fucked right, fucked upside the head, and nobody's doing shit. But what I noticed when I was looking at the videos of this is I hear lots of guns going off. Them people got guns. Hey, you know what? It looks like they got balls, and they got fucking spines on top of it. Security officials in Kazakhstan admitted they've killed dozens of anti-government rioters in the large main city of Almaty. That's what it looks like. Almaty. After alleging the protesters attempted to storm and take control over several police stations, authorities have labeled the massive fuel protest. This is just over the goddamn price of gas. Look what we're taking, fucking people. We're a bunch of pussies, which have brought the country to the brink of collapse as fueled by, quote, terrorists. No, people who ain't going to take shit. And manipulated by, quote, outside interference. The outsiders didn't fucking raise the price of gas double, did they? That would be the corporation of Kazakhstan. Then a fucking, what little bit, I mean, them people don't make very much goddamn money, man. And they doubled the price of fucking gas on them. Hey, you know what? The less you have to lose, the more you have to gain. Russian troops are on en route to help restore order after an urgent decision by the Russian-led Regional Security Bloc Collective Security Treaty Organization. Goddamn, they love those fucking acronyms. CSTO. The CSTO confirmed Russian paratroopers were being dispatched as peacekeepers. You bet they are. You know they're going there to fucking guard the banksters that fucking own them. With advanced units already deployed, BBC reports Tuesday. Scenes from Almaty and other city streets in Kazakhstan are beginning to resemble a war zone, with state military forces seen in central squares, including armored personnel carriers. The day following embattled President Kasym Jomart Tokayev vowed the state would not fall and that he would stay at his post no matter what. I hope you stay there, and I hope they kill you. Wildly circulating but unverified social media videos show running street battles with security forces as police appear to be unleashing the live fire. And as some unconfirmed footage seems to show, rioters breaching police armories to access weapons. Looks like these guys ain't fucking around. Unverified state sources are alleging rioters have breached and ransacked police stations, also as banks are being attacked and looted. According to BBC, citing state sources, 12 members of the security forces have been killed and 353 injured in the unrest sparked by a doubling in the cost of liquefied petroleum gas. And we're talking about from 14 cents to 28 cents, people. Look what we fucking take. The toughest motherfuckers on the planet. Yeah. Meanwhile, Russia is getting increasingly vocal, according to the news wires. Russian Foreign Minister's Ministry says they've seen events like Kazakhstan in a foreign-inspired attempt to undermine state security using force. To undermine, hey, you fucking doubled the gap. They said what they're doing it for, you pricks. Oh, no, that ain't what they're doing it for. It's just this outside influence. Now, it's my goddamn ass is cold, and I can't get no goddamn heat. And you son of a bitches double the price of fucking liquid petroleum so that you can fucking fatten your coffers some more. I mean, how much money does fucking Putin have? He's a billionaire. Well, I'm sure Russia wants to get him fucking involved, man. Keep fighting. Fuck everybody fight. All you fucking, I mean, if everybody was doing what Kazakhstan is doing right now, this shit would be over with forthwith. In addition to Russia, the other members of the CSTO expected to send peacekeeping. Fuck you, liar. You're sending goddamn corporate thugs to back up the corporate fucking bankers. Because the people can't fucking take anymore. They've reached their fucking limit. Forces included Belarus, I can't even say this word, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Armenia. Without doubt, the move is hugely controversial in the West, with a number of pundits already charging Putin with helping to expand authoritarianism. Yeah, it's a goddamn empire. And he wants the old fucking Soviet empire back. That's why he's going to go fight every fucking one of you. Every fucking man, woman, and child. You got nothing to goddamn lose. This is the new world order coming at your ass. Fight. Fight. Rule in the Central Asian former Soviet Republic. Things are likely to escalate before they get calmer, given that with state security services doubling their mission to halt the unrest as part of, quote, counterterrorism. Yeah, it's counterterrorism. When you fucking beat the people down and you inflict tyranny on them and they fucking fight back, oh, they're terrorists. They're the terrorists. Fuck you, you're the terrorists. Every one of you is going down, you motherfuckers. Operations, in effect, greenlights the use of major force. Oh, you bet you it does. Already the Russian media... they are reports of firefights in central Almaty as law enforcement authorities are conducting mop-up operations to quell the protests. Didn't look like mopping up nothing to me. Further, one regional analyst observed, it's not surprising that this is happening in Almaty because that's where some protesters ransacked at least one gun store. There they go. Hey, let's go get some guns. What do you think? Where these fuckers have declared war on us. I think we better go with some fucking guns and anything else we can get our hands on to kill the motherfuckers with. As of early Tuesday, Russia peacekeeping forces have begun departing. However, there's nothing so far to suggest that the Kremlin is deploying a very large force. Also, it is likely it has its eyes still focused on the Ukraine crisis 2.0 and NATO eastward expansion, just in case we need that world war, in case the people rise up across the fucking board, man, and start wiping our ass. Don't fight each other. Let's get rid of these son of a bitches once and for fucking all. Let's get rid of the fucking elite. There's a plenty for every fucking man, woman, and child on this goddamn planet. We're surviving with goddamn them building mountains as big as Everest with fucking gold. Fuck them. Kill them all. Man arrested on charges of attacking a vaccination clinic. Injuring staffers he called murderers. Hey, people are doing something. Hey, somebody's doing something. Yeah! This is from Washington Post. A Southern California man was arrested after he recently attacked workers at a coronavirus vaccine. There is no fucking such thing as COVID-19. But they're calling it a coronavirus vaccination. They're even stopping calling COVID-19 so much because every time they do, we say there's no such thing as COVID-19. There's no such COVID-19. And all a coronavirus is a fucking cold. Allegedly calling them murderers and I love this. Who are you, Washington Post, you fucking bunch of dick-sucking pricks? This is what murderers and falsely accusing staffers of causing the COVID pandemic, according to police and clinic officials. Bullshit, you did cause it. You took a fucking lie. You did not have no COVID-19. There was never no such fucking virus isolated and identified. And you have murdered fucking millions, you motherfuckers. I guess the worm is turning. Two staff members with families. I love the way you start putting this. Wish I had a violin. I'd play it for you. Two staff members with families together of Orange County were injured in a December 30th attack on the group's mobile clinic in Tustin, California. The organization said in a news release Wednesday, families together said one of the members sustained serious injury and was sent to the hospital in an ambulance, but that both workers are expected to make a full recovery within a few days. Too fucking bad they didn't kill them. And that's where it's headed. If it goes from fists to knives to fucking guns, you know how it fucking works. We've talked about it. Thomas Apollo, 43, entered the clinic last week and accused workers of being, quote, murderers, and that's what them motherfuckers are, too, who are making people sick. Before he started throwing punches at staffers, Jahabani, what is that fucking ass? Some kind of African name from fucking deep in Africa? This motherfucker's been some kind of an official in my country. Got here fucking last week as a phony fucking refugee. Let inside my country and given a part of my country without giving me due process of law. It's been taken from me. Fuck you. Mobile operations manager for Families Together told the Orange County Register, recounted to the Los Angeles Times that it took multiple people at the clinic to pry Apollo away from a medical assistant. He was beaten up, and that seven police officers were needed to restrain the man over about 15 minutes. This is just a guy with his fucking fists. I mean, and he's not even trying to get away with it. Come on, people. Fucking rise to the occasion. Apollo of Poway, California, was arrested and booked into the Orange County Jail Thursday on suspicion of battery and resisting arrest, according to police. He was released on bail Friday, record show. Why did he have to pay a fucking bail? They go down and they burn goddamn fucking police stations down. They burn fucking court buildings down. They don't have to pay no fucking bail. They shoot fucking people. If you're part of Black Lives Matters or a part of Antifa, you can fucking shoot people and they'll let you out. You don't got to pay no fucking bail, but this guy had to because he's on the right side of it. His case has been forwarded for review to the Orange County District Attorney's Office. See, the District Attorney, this is fucking bullshit. This is a fucking goddamn, this is the Queen's fucking agent. It's being referred to the Queen, you fat little cunt. We're coming for you. You're gonna get fucking what you've had, what your goddamn royal line has had coming to it for fucking 500 fucking years, you bitch. Attorney's office, which will decide whether to pursue criminal charges against him. You think they will? Or you think they'll fucking turn him loose like they do these other motherfuckers, these Antifa motherfuckers, these Black Lives motherfuckers that fucking shoot people down in the goddamn street and they just turn around? You think they're going to turn around to say, or like, who was it yesterday? They just weren't going to prosecute. I can't remember who that was. Oh, yeah, Cuomo. Oh, Cuomo killed thousands. In fucking New York, he killed thousands. Now you think, and they said that the fucking information was credible, but the DA just wasn't going to prosecute it. You fucker, you can't even exist and you know it. And every one of you fucking DAs is going to face a real fucking court and you're going to face a fucking rope. And there's no way you can get out of it. Tustin Police Lieutenant Matt Newley told the Washington Post, violence and threats against healthcare workers remain. No, you're not healthcare workers. You're out there fucking taking a goddamn biological kill agent and you're killing fucking human beings, you motherfuckers. You're not healthcare workers. You don't care a fuck about the fucking goddamn goyim, you Jew ass licking motherfuckers. Remain a disturbing trend nationwide. In Tennessee, a woman was arrested in May on charges of driving through a vaccination site at high speed and nearly hitting seven workers while yelling, "No vaccine." Shame she missed. Cox Medical Center Branson in Missouri acknowledged in September that the violence against its workers has tripled over this. They're trying to act like they got the fucking upper hand. We've ate their numbers up and spit them right back in their fucking face. Now they're having to admit the fucking truth, aren't they? You don't outnumber us, do you? 12-20%. It's coming back. The goddamn chickens are coming home to roost, aren't they? Workers had tripled over the past year, prompting the facility to give employees panic buttons. Some Coutinian health employees in Idaho told administrators they were scared to go to the grocery store if they were still wearing their scrubs, according to the Associated Press. Sounds like they just fucking, like we should be afraid of, oh, goddamn, they're after us, the anti-vaxxers, oh, God, they're going to get us. Oh, I think you're about like fucking three and we're like 30,000, you fucking punks. I think the truth is coming out. I think the people are starting to act, aren't they? After Apollo walked into the clinic without a mask before 10 a.m., workers asked him to put the mask on. According to police, when Apollo refused, he was asked to leave. He said, "I don't need a mask. I don't have the virus. And you are the ones making people sick." Jahabana, where in the hell ever that son of a bitch is from, told the Register, and just every type of profanity you can imagine, I bet you. That's what I fucking have yelled a few words of it myself. Apollo allegedly shouted and clenched his fists as he denounced workers as murderers, which is what you fucking are. And it's over for you fuckers. And falsely accused them. Here you are. Here you are, man. There was a trial? Who in the fuck? Washington Post? Was that it? That who these motherfuckers are? Washington Post. There was a trial? This has been fucking investigated and there's been a trial and a verdict? Huh, you son of a bitches? You wouldn't know what a fucking journalist was if one walked up and fucking bit you on the ass, you fucking phony cock sucking propaganda piece of pedophilic shit. Apollo allegedly shouted and clenched his fist and denounced workers as murderers and falsely accused them. How do you know he falsely accused them? The goddamn numbers say that he didn't falsely accuse them. The goddamn numbers said that he's exactly right in what he fucking said. Remember the numbers that got you in bitch in the ass yesterday? They're gonna keep on a biting you in the fucking ass. No, not falsely. He told the fucking truth. accused them of facilitating a hoax inside the mobile clinic. Then Apollo lunged at Jahabana, whatever their fucking name is, go back where you came from, and a medical assistant punching the pair multiple times, the worker told the Register. Good for you. At one point, Apollo pinned down the medical assistant who declined to be publicly identified in a local media and landed a few pretty strong punches. Good. Boom, boom, boom. It's just getting started, motherfuckers. It's just getting started. You wait. You fucking, like I said, they've gone too far. They've crossed the fucking point of no return. And you're fucking finished, you son of a bitches. To the official head, chest, and back. To the official's head, chest, and back. And go back where you fucking came from, told the Times. It took five people to pry Apollo away from the assistant and pin him down until police arrived. When authorities got to the clinic, seven officers were needed to detain Apollo. Nunley said Apollo was handcuffed to a stretcher and shot with a stun gun before he was arrested, reported the Register. Well, this, you know what? This shit's going to keep on escalating. It ain't going to be fucking fist. We told you it'd be fist. We told you the fist would be flying. And then what comes after the fist is the fucking bullets, because we are going to enforce our fucking law. You are not going to murder our fucking people. You are going to not act like you are goddamn dictators. You're not going to exercise powers that you cannot fucking have. We are not your goddamn subjects. We are your fucking masters, you motherfuckers. And you can't even exist. Your fucking corporation out of here. Get it out now. Get your 14th Amendment the fuck out of here, and every statute you've ever fucking written under that fucking fraudulent constitution that was never ratified by we, the people. Hence, there is no consent. He was shouting, "You're a part of this too," at the officers, Johanna, whatever, where in the fuck you came from. Go back, told the outlet. People seem to be getting a little riled, don't they? Now let's see what's going on in our fucking neck of the woods. You know, since I was a little kid, and I know all of you out there fucking know this, I mean, this is just the commonest of common knowledge. On New Year's Eve, you go out and you fire a gun up in the fucking air. Everybody does it. Fuck, it started here. I haven't gone out in years because I go to sleep a bed so early. But it woke me up, and I listened to it for a while, and they were shooting here shit an hour before fucking midnight, and they shot way to hell fuck 2 or 3 hours after midnight. Hell, there were still bombs blowing up yesterday. At any rate, fucking, I mean, this is America. That's our freedom. We step out in our goddamn yard and we fire our fucking gun if we want to, you son of a bitches. And you do not have the jurisdictional authority to say shit about it. You do not have a fucking complaint. You do not have a fucking warrant. You have nothing. These motherfuckers wanted to murder somebody. They're gonna, and this is what they're gonna start trying to do. Watch them try it on the 4th of July too. It's time, fucking, you know what? You're gonna shoot them fucking bullets. Shoot them at the motherfucker that's trying to shoot you. Cop shoots through 6-foot-tall fence, executes dad in his backyard for celebrating Second Amendment on New Year's Eve. And, and through this, they're going to talk about, oh, it's unlawful. I mean, it's not a good idea. There is no, you cannot have any statutory fucking law that is a prior restraint on any fucking American national, motherfucker. If a bullet comes down and it hits somebody, then the person's responsible that fired it. And it would still be akin to manslaughter, because he wasn't fucking aiming at nothing but the fucking sky. James Williams, at 46, spent his last seconds on Earth wondering who shot him during his family's celebration to bring in the new year. He would die in his living room in front of his family, his last words being, "I've been shot," though they didn't know it. That the bullet was fired from a police officer's gun from the other side of the family's 6-foot-tall privacy fence around their backyard. Bloodstains still mar the floor in the living room where Williams dropped dead in front of his wife and children just seconds prior. They had been celebrating New Year's. And I'm telling you what, you know what, this motherfucker? There's only one way he's going to get justice. If the family's listening, you fucker. Anybody's listening, this is only one way this motherfucker gets justice, and you know it. He will fucking, I mean, he got a freebie. He wanted to kill somebody. He was a sick little fucking cowardly punk. Probably just went through his sex change operation. You fucking prick. According to his wife, Margarita Williams, they had a tradition every year, like every fucking buddy else in this country that's an American fucking national. Every year when they and the rest of their neighborhoods or their neighbors would fire off celebratory rounds from the largely legally owned AR-15. While this is an irresponsible practice, and we've been irresponsibly doing this for fucking 240 fucking years, motherfuckers, and you're going to come around and sneak around the side of the house and shoot a man in his own goddamn yard? Oh, hey, family, what are you going to do about it? That was one of your fucking people. Oh. As the bullet can cause very serious injury when it comes back down. Countless folks fire off guns every 4th of July and every New Year's Eve. And they aren't executed by police. No, they're not. Because we can start pointing those fucking guns instead of pointing them up in the sky. We can start pointing them at your fucking asses, pricks. You want to come, you better just stay the fuck out of our towns and out of our fucking cities on our fucking celebration nights. You son of a bitches. This is fucking error. Fucking, this is reprehensible. Margarita told the Canton repository that their daughters were watching TV when the ball dropped, and the adults got up to go outside. Margarita, who is a concealed carry permit holder, whoop-de-doo, and I don't care about that. I am too. I'm a carrier anywhere I want to. I'm a second article fucking carrier, who is a concealed carry permit holder, grabbed the family's AR-15 to carry out the New Year's Eve tradition. These people had done this like me all my fucking life, and the generation before you, and the generation before you, and the generation before you. And now the Gestapo, the fucking goddamn East German Stasi's here, and they're going to sneak around the side of your house and fucking just fucking gun your ass down without warning. We're going to teach you to be afraid to shoot your gun up near. You want to fucking bet? The kids were watching the countdown, and we were going outside to shoot guns like everybody else does at New Year's Eve, she said, explaining that lots of other folks in the neighborhood were doing the exact same thing. This fucking town here, it sounds like a fucking war zone on 4th of July and on fucking New Year's. Like I said, I listened to them an hour before and an hour after goddamn midnight. I'd like to listen. I mean, I'd see how long they go and how many bullets they were wasting not shooting fucking communists with them. I'd like to talk to them about that. We do this every year because it was New Year's Eve, she said. Everybody in the neighborhood was shooting. It was a tradition. Everybody shoots on New Year's Eve, and yes, by God, they do. Margarita was standing right next to her husband when he squeezed off 4 rounds to ring in the new year. Seconds later, he'd have a bullet in him. What should have been, at most, a misdemeanor citation, which is fucking is legislated bullshit under the 14th Amendment. That man was not, you didn't have a complaint from any fucking buddy. What you did was fucking murder, motherfucker. They murdered this man. He didn't get due process of the fucking law. There was not even nobody complaining. That's like somebody complaining in this town. Try it. Which one are you going to complain on? Which direction? Which bullet? Which fucking gun going off? God damn, there's hundreds of them. For firing a gun in city limits, immediately turned into the death penalty carried out by via public execution. No, that was carried out by corporate execution, because this was a corporate fucking Blackwater USA fucking agent that fucking shot this man with no jurisdictional fucking authority to even be there. According to Margarita, the cop never said a thing before he shot through the fence and executed James, who was merely practicing his Second Amendment right, irresponsibility. No, it ain't. It's irresponsibility. I don't. If it's irresponsible, it's been irresponsible since the founding of this fucking country. And now they're going to come out and they're going to. Well, how irresponsible was it to shoot through that fence? He didn't hit nobody. That fucking pig. That piece of fucking shit. That private fucking goddamn corporate fucking hitman. Now he hit somebody. He shot somebody. He aimed to do it. He had fucking intent. But he'll walk. Unless the fucking family fucking takes it into their own fucking hands, that motherfucker will walk. on New Year's Eve, out of the blue, he said he got shot. He got hit. She said, I don't know where it came from. Nobody said anything. They didn't say police. They didn't say freeze. They didn't say drop your weapon. They just shot him. I could see blood splattering across his shirt, she said. He collapsed in the living room. Margarita immediately called police to tell them that someone had shot her husband, and as she walked out of the front door, she was met by multiple cops with guns drawn. There were 30-something officers, 30 motherfucking something, fucking not officers. These are goddamn foreign fucking mercenaries in your goddamn country killing your fucking people. Once fucking New Year's Eve. Officers with guns pointing at us, telling us to get down and come out of the house with our hands up, she called. Under what authority, motherfucker? You tell them you want, I want to see the goddamn authority. I want to see the complaints with the goddamn, I want to see a warrant with the goddamn affidavit attached as required by the fourth article of the highest law in this motherfucking land, which is the goddamn people's ratified, absolute, unalienable law, ratified December 1791. The chief issued a news release Saturday saying that Williams was armed when police responded at 12:06. Everybody in the goddamn town was fucking armed. They come out and they fucking shoot their guns. It's tradition in this goddamn country of ours. And you fucking maggot motherfucking communist / fascist motherfuckers will never fucking change it. We'll just start pointing the guns a different way. At his house in the 2300 block of 10th Street, the release said the officer who was outside of the vehicle confronted a subject that began shooting a firearm. The officer, in fear for his safety, oh, I'm sure he was hiding behind that goddamn fence, fired his duty weapon at the subject and struck him. As James was in his backyard, there is no way for the officer to have, quote, confronted him, so that the claim is simply not true. What's more, as Margarita pointed out, the officer has said nothing before he opened fire on the other side of the fence through which he could not see. According to police, they are now investigating the shooting. The officer was reportedly wearing a body camera, which could confirm everything Margarita is what it looks like. I could be saying that all wrong. Said, however, they have not released it publicly. My husband was a good man, and he didn't deserve to die this way, Margarita Williams said. He was loved. He was lovable and kind. He would give you the shirt off his back. He was going to be dearly missed. He shouldn't have died the way that he did. I just want justice for him. You will. I'll tell you where you'll get it from, through your fucking family or not at all, lady. Not at all! As he was killed just after midnight on New Year's Eve in the Eastern time zone, Williams became the first person to be killed by police in 2022. He was innocent, a father of six, a loving husband, and he was executed in his own fucking backyard. This is what it's come to, kill those motherfuckers! Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
looking for a store.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 96464, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Podunk. Come on, the Podunks, and start fucking shooting people in their yards. I'll tell you what, man. When we were young, the whole yard was full of fucking people. Somebody shot through the fucking fence and shot one of us, man. That goddamn fence would have been leveled, and everything behind it would have been dead. And if they want to start trying this fucking shit of sneaking up on people and shooting them in their fucking yards, put some people up on top of your fucking house with fucking rifles. And when they try it, fucking kill every goddamn one of them. This is fucking war. They've declared war on your goddamn liberty and your freedom. They are in violation of the highest law in this goddamn land. They are without jurisdictional authority. They are invaders. They are occupiers. Oh, I just can't let that go. Here's one that's going to hit home because we've said it all along. Vaccinated women are now lying about their vax status as more men seem to see them as infertility risk. This is from COVID World. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, just stick that fucking word anywhere in anywhere you can, huh? And then it was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We've talked about this before. They're sterilizing the guy, and the women that are taking it are sterilizing their fucking little daughters and shit. And hey, here it is again. Everybody was for this fucking shit. We're the unvaxxed are goddamn, they're villains. They're being treated like villains. Oh, we're scared. They're going to treat us like villains. Fuck you. I'll show you a fucking villain. Everyone was told that those who did not get the jab would regret it. But now it seems that the opposite is true. In a startling reversal, women who have had the COVID vaccine are being shunned in the dating scene by potential partners due to the issue with possible birth defects and infertility. So it's turning on, the worm is turning. Keep that motherfucker turning, push and shove and do whatever you got to do. This is for your fucking life. This is for your grandchildren. This is for freedom and liberty. This is for our law. Enforce the fucking law. Women in New York have started lying about their vaccination status because of widespread perception among men that they are infertile or will bear children with birth defects. One man who wants it to remain anonymous said, in clubs they claim they're not vaxxed. They say things like, oh, COVID is bullshit, or I don't want to try this new experimental shot. This is what's really going on. This is what's been going on the whole fucking time. And that 12 to 20% and their fucking propaganda machine could not fucking cover it up. There ain't enough of you, and you fucking know it. And you know you're past the point of no return. You fuckers are history. However, after going out with them several times, the woman finally admit they took the vax and watch as most potential husbands leave them almost on the spot. The person went on to say that at least two separate women asked him why he would break off relations with them over something like the jab, and he told them, I don't want defective children. I don't want to get closer to a girl who lied to my face from the start. See, it's coming back on you motherfuckers. See, the worm is turning. You don't feel so fucking cocky out there now because you're outnumbered. You're so fucking outnumbered it ain't even fucking funny. And now it's the time of retribution is upon you. Keep doing it, people. Keep fucking doing it. Reports of women who have been vaccinated experiencing birth defects are skyrocketing across the world. A very early theory raised by many respected doctors was that the mRNA vaccine would interfere with a protein called, it's SYNCYTIN, synthium, then, I don't know, one, which is crucial to pregnancy. And I mean, this ain't no goddamn surprise. Nobody discovered uranium. It's been said for a fucking year now. People have been telling them, you stupid ass bitches, stick that goddamn needle in your arm. You don't get to have, there won't be no fucking future. You won't have children. Your fucking bloodline will end right fucking there. Unfortunately, many women trusted the science. Oh, you trusted the science and the mainstream media, did ya? Trusted them. No, they're fucking liars. If you don't know that the MSM is fucking liars, you're a stupid son of a bitch. You're a wantonly stupid son of a bitch. And are now reaping the consequences of their government's actions in amplifying propaganda and silencing dissenting voices. As a reminder of the kind of propaganda that was being pushed at the time, Full Fact published a categorically denying that the vaccines cause any problems with pregnancy before any long-term studies were done on the question. And remember, this is still not been cleared by the FDA. There ain't no study. Shit, they're studying it right now. They're fucking studying it on the fucking world population, and they're snuffing it out. By the millions, they're killing people. And like I said yesterday, they will fucking get it. Because, oh, the DA, it won't prosecute them. Just like Cuomo, that murdering son of a bitch. He fucking murdered people. And they said, yeah, the facts back it up. I mean, it's certainly he did it. But we just aren't going to prosecute him because he's one of the corporate mafia fucking elite. And he doesn't get fucking prosecuted. He did have to resign anyway for playing, stinky finger, you know, with his fucking employees. That same fucking Bill. Bill Clinton should have been put against the goddamn wall. He gave our goddamn guidance systems for our IBM guidance systems to the goddamn Chinese. He made it possible for the Chinese to deliver a fucking bomb to us. That motherfucker got to live out the rest. He ain't got much time left. He's an old fucking decrepit motherfucker with goddamn probably syphilis and every other fucking STD you can fucking think of. But he got to live out his fucking life in luxury. Raping women along the way, fucking raping children, going to pedophile island, fucking every sick fucking thing you can think of, and he's still up there fucking in the goddamn limelight when he should be up against the fucking wall. For those pure bloods, it doesn't sound good, pure bloods, but there's more. See, the thing is, they tried to convince you that you were outnumbered. And a lot of people started buying into it. We know you're not. 12 to 20%, that's all these motherfuckers have ever been. And we can fucking wipe them out in fucking short order. We just have to enforce our fucking law. It is the goddamn law. It's the highest law of this fucking land. There is no fucking other fucking law that can fucking touch it. They can take their goddamn uniform commercial code and shove it up their ass because it is in violation of the 9th article of the People's fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. In violation to the point of fucking treason and sedition and a rope or a wall. For those pure bloods, the men and women who have managed to last this long and withstand the pressure to get vaccinated, there's widespread expectation that the unvaccinated women and unvaccinated sperm will be extremely valuable. Indeed, some have joked that it may be the new next Bitcoin. I think that's kind of funny. Oh, man. We're at 51 here. This is one we didn't get to yesterday, so we'll go ahead and look at it a little bit. I mean, this was interesting yesterday. Unvaccinated to be banned from booze and marijuana in Canada. You couldn't ban us from booze and marijuana when you went and wrote your fucking unlawful fucking legislations and fucking tried to enforce it under the 14th Amendment. People fucking, the speakeasy, people drank more. All you did was create fucking the crime syndicates. Made the crime syndicates that you were a part of fucking bigger and stronger. And then finally you figured it out. We'll just put INC behind our name. Same fucking criminals, same fucking crime syndicates, and we'll make tons of money and there'll be no taxes on it. If taking away jobs, large gatherings isn't enough to coerce some people into getting vaccinated against COVID-19, cutting them off from hard liquor and marijuana might do the trick. It just might. I know. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. You think here, Riley? This is probably one of the most open place where you can grow it in your goddamn yard. You can do any goddamn thing you want. No tax. No fucking thing like that. And you could drive right down. I can just about throw a rock to the nearest goddamn dispensary in this little chicken shit fucking one horse town. And fucking there's still tons of fucking marijuana out there for sale on the black fucking market. You're gonna stop something you never could stop. You're gonna fuck, well, we'll take your booze away from you, really? Well, I'll make me some. How about that? And fuck you. I mean, this very notion that they can force the fucking masses of handful of little fuckers by writing shit down on paper is fucking funny. And then you can always go and you can hire some goddamn enforcers like they got there in Kazakhstan. And they can get, and you see what kind of treatment they're going to fucking get because we all got fucking guns. We don't even got to fucking rob the goddamn police armory or a fucking goddamn gun store. We got plenty, and we got plenty of bullets for every fucking murdering ass criminal fucking foreign fucker of you. Quebec Prime Minister Francois Legault administration is expected to announce a new requirement for proof of vaccination at liquor stores. Oh, fuck, man. God damn it. I mean, you couldn't, like I said, when you fucking had it outlawed, you couldn't fucking stop it. It grew. You tell people in fucking Canada, they're like the Americans. Tell them, I've gotten some good fucking weed in the old days from up in Canada. Brought down across the fucking border. You think that fuck you. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you won't be getting your goddamn tax off it. That's one good part of it. Mr. fucking Fuckacosis, Luke Gultz or whatever your fucking name is. For proof of vaccination at liquor stores and cannabis outlets outlets late later this week. The Journal de Montreal reported on Tuesday minor details of the latest mandate, such as rather to require the passport of entrance to cash registers, are still being ironed out. The newspaper said, citing unidentified sources. All you do is you're going to put a bunch of fucking people out of business. We don't need your asses to grow marijuana. We don't need your asses to make the oil. We made it first. We were making it fucking for years. Who do you think fucking started making it when it became fucking, well, when the government started giving permission through licensing for people to do it? You never gave me permission. I did all I ever fucking wanted of anything I fucking wanted, and it was fucking readily available. Always readily available. I liked it better in them fucking days. It was cheaper. Proof of vaccination is already required in Quebec at such non-essential venues as restaurants, theaters, bars, and casinos. Under the new rule, unvaccinated residents will still be able to access convenience stores. Boy, you're really, this is going to work. I can tell you right now, this is going to work. You are fucking more, you got to know how stupid this looks even saying it, don't you? Oh no, now I can't get marijuana and I can't get alcohol. Bullshit. Theaters, bars, and casinos. Under the new rule, unvaccinated residents will still be able to access convenience stores. Oh, that's so nice of you. Which sell beer and wine, but they'll be essentially barred from legally buying hard liquor. Come on, god damn it, man. In the goddamn jails, fucking people drink hard liquor. Pruno, I mean, god, you could, fuck, if you can, how many, oh, you, this is ridiculous. Re-fucking-diculous. If I would, everybody should just come on, just laugh at them. For the goofy fucks they are, I'll tell you what, the people running them goddamn fucking outlets, the majority, I mean, I was seeing Jim on there this morning on the, site talking about, oh, that they were the minority. No, you're not, Jim. You're listening to the fucking propaganda, man. Just like they've been saying it all this time, the unvaccinated, oh, they're this little handful of holdout villains. Don't look like it, though, now, does it? We caught them in the fucking numbers, didn't we? We caught them in their fucking numbers. Their fucking web of lies fucking fell apart. And now they're talking about, oh, God almighty, what are we going to do? We're outnumbered. These people are beating the hell out of us. They're going to get us. Oh, shit, man. Oh, God. You're getting what you have coming. That's all there is to it. And you do have it fucking coming. The worm has turned, and it turned into a rattlesnake. And it's going to sink its fucking fangs in you. And it's going to pump fucking poison until your treasonous asses are fucking dead. And you monarchs out there, you fucking fat little bitch over there in fucking Britain, you fucking bitch in fucking New Zealand, all you fucking royals, you motherfucking asses are going down too. There's going to be an end to this fucking notion that just because some fucking cunt, fucking a royal cunt shit out a royal baby, so now we owe that baby everything. And you talk about, you know, they want to get down on people on welfare and shit. That's the biggest bunch of welfare recipients that ever existed on the planet. Just like the goddamn corporations in this country. This is a corporate fucking welfare state. Always has been. And now people are realizing it. And they're talking about the corporations. You can hear them talk about those goddamn corporations. We'll remove your fucking asses, you motherfuckers, because you are pita and we are mooey, and we will fucking dust your fucking asses. Hire all the fuckers you want to die. Bring them in across the fucking border. We'll fucking plant them like corn. We have had it with your fucking asses, and you better fucking realize it. Well, I don't care if you do or not. It's too late anyway. You've done went past the point of no return. Now it's just retribution and fucking goddamn revenge for the fucking misery you have fucking caused, you dirty fucking low-life internationalist motherfucking pigs, you pedophilic pricks. You're going to pay for every kid you rape. You're going to pay for everybody you've killed. You're going to pay for people you bomb for your fucking masters over there in Jewland, you Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers. Anyways, guys, that's, I've managed to cuss clip to 12:59. We'll call it good. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And it was pretty goddamn good news today. You're seeing some fucking people going out and doing something. See, the PM, nobody knew about, God, who, I never knew he was again or for it. He was just sitting there. He was one of them people that were off the fucking grid. Bam, ba, ba, bam, bam. And then they get to see that they're shooting people in their fucking backyards. You gonna allow that shit? Is that, I tell you what, I'm telling that family, there's only one way you get justice. That motherfucker is not going to get charged for killing that man in his own backyard in front of his family. Man, they killed my dad in front of, well, they've just been dead on the spot. Everybody, every one of us had a fucking gun, and not every bullet would have been going where that bullet came from. I fucking guarantee it. You fucking people, it's time to
say. Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Henry, I just wanted to say, first of all, I've been listening to your show. I started listening when I was like, I don't know, I think I was like 20 when I first heard, started digging into like the logo. I was completely brainwashed. I'm from California, Los Angeles, California, raised with like but now I know what they are. They're fucking Marxists. My actual relatives, I don't talk to them anymore. It's all over. Like once I figure out what was, or started to see a glimpse of the other side. But anyways, like to go back to your story about how people have to do something about it. When I was younger, I got a new pair of basketball shoes from my mom for Christmas. They were some Kobe's, and I know you all like that. That was back then when I was younger. I still cared about that stuff. And I went to a park, and I had my basketball. I had it in a drawstring backpack. I was wearing sandals, and I had the shoes in my drawstring backpack as well. Went to a park, and some older kids, he saw that I had some pretty good shoes, and he punked me for them. And I was pretty distraught about it. I didn't know what to do. But he was a little bit bigger than me, but and at the time I was younger. I didn't really. It was like my first experience of something like that. So he took, and I told. So I told one of the older people I knew. I told him about it, and he asked me, "What did you do about it?" And I said, "I didn't do anything about it. Like, I didn't. What was I supposed to do?" And then he goes, "Then you let it happen."
Yep. That's what it all comes down to. Everything that has happened, all this fucking shit we are dealing with right now is only happening because we have allowed it. We did not have to allow it. Not one fucking tiny iota of it did we have to allow. We have the law on our fucking side. It's our fucking law. It's our jurisdiction. It is our right to defend our liberty and our property and everything else that fucking belongs to us. And this goddamn country belongs to us. Not a pack of assholes in fucking goddamn in Washington, D.C., half of them from fucking other fucking countries, been here 2 fucking weeks. Oh, I'm a congressman. No, you're not, you motherfucker. You're another fucking thieving prick from another country, and your ass is going back, or you're going in the goddamn drink. Anyhow.
And the next time I saw that kid, I put a skateboard up across his head.
That's a man. That's a stuff, buddy. You goddamn right. That's what, hey, I bet you that fucking
so
counted.
You got some new.
Huh?
You got, so 2022, I'm pretty damn sure you're going to have a lot more trenches.
I believe it, brother. I can see it. It's happening, man. People are fucking had enough, and I'm glad of it.
People are tired of getting pumped, man. People are tired of getting pumped.
Yes, they are. Everybody get that skateboard out and whack that fucking bully upside the fucking head. And on that, we'll call that The Word from the Trenches. And you guys have a great evening.